You have to excuse my voice, it may go.
请大家是要原谅，因为我把声呢可能不是好太好，所以可能整间会没声。
Let us begin the prayer.
我们开始有些的祷告。
Our Lord God, we thank you that we have the opportunity to meet before you.
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你，我们今天有一个机会来到是来到是你的面前聚集。
Lord, we pray you bless us with your presence.
我们求的是你用你的同在来到是祝福我们。
And for all of us, whether young or old, we pray you give to us a good heart as we come before you.
我们也是求你，无论我们是年幼的或者是年老的，你都给我们一个好的心来到你的面前。
Be gracious to us.
求你恩待我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祈祷。
Well, last week we were reminded that it is good to give thanks to the Lord.
咁上个星期咧，我哋就被提醒话，我哋系要真系嚟到系感谢主咧，系一件好嘅事。
That so often we may not be in the spirit or the mood to thank the Lord.
我哋好多时候都唔系喺一个嘅灵或者喺呢个嘅感觉上系要感谢神。
May the Lord help us that it may not be so for us.
求主帮助我们，我们不会是这样。
Let us begin with a short chorus that I'm sure many of us know.
我们一起来到开始唱一首的短歌，我相信我们都是识唱的。
We'll sing it twice.
我们唱两次。
Often we may say, oh, we got so many things.To thank the Lord for.
好多时候我们都是这样讲到，我们有很多东西可以来到感谢主。
But that, at the same time, sometimes wonder, oh, what should we be thanking the Lord for?
但是同一时候，我们有时候又在这里想了，我们有什么可以感谢主呢？
Especially when we are caught up with all the affairs that is in the world.
特别当我们来到是被这个世界所发生的事来到吸引。
Especially when we have to get on with life that seems to be so busy.
特别当我们是要过我们的生活好像都是很繁忙这样。
And when times are so demanding, it seems our minds could be preoccupied with many things.
很多东西都是要来到是得到我们的注意，我们的心思也都是充满这些东西。
Yet, I think it shouldn't be that difficult for us to know that we can thank the Lord.
但是我们仍然是，我是觉得我们应该不会太难来到是可以感谢主。
Because the very least, the moment we think of the salvation that the Lord has for us, what He has done for us by going to the cross.
因为最少最基本，当我们来到思想到主给我们的救恩，他在十字架上为我们作的。
That we should be ever so thankful.
我们永远都是这样来到是十分的感谢他。
It should not be a time when we think, oh, I thank the Lord enough for this.
我们没一刻可以说我们已经是感谢他，觉得是感恩已经是足够了。
Because the moment we think about our salvation, we know we got everything to thank the Lord for.
因为那一刻当我们想到我们的救恩的时候，我们是要一切都是来到是感谢主。
And also last week, a verse of scripture was read out to us.
还有上个星期咧，同我哋读到嘅有一节嘅经文。
I don't know whether we remember.
我唔知道我哋仲记唔记得。
It should be rejoice always.
讲到我哋要常常嚟到喜乐。
And then it goes on to say that in everything,
就讲到喺凡事
，give thanks,
谢恩。
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
因为这个是神在耶稣基督里面的旨意。
I remember when, as many, many years ago,
我记得很多年之前,
there are those, some among us were, did not quite fully understand this verse.
我们当中是有些人不是完全的明白这个的这一节的经文。
Or rather misunderstood what this verse was trying to say.
更加是误会了这一节经文所讲的。
Because they read, in everything, give thanks.
因为当读到凡事谢恩。
they somehow have it in their mind, for everything give thanks.
喺佢哋嘅心入边就谂住凡事都要谢恩。
You see, there is a great difference in everything give thanks and for everything give thanks. They are very different.
喺凡事谢恩同埋喺每一件事上都要谢恩系有一个分别嘅。
Because the Lord is not telling us that when we break our leg, we give thanks.
因为主唔系话如果我哋断咗只脚，我哋感谢主。
Or that some misfortune happens to us, we give thanks.
或者有啲不幸嘅事喺我哋身上发生，我哋感谢主。
Those are the things we need not give thanks for.
呢一啲唔系我哋需要感恩，为咗呢啲事情嚟到感恩。
When we read, for this is the will of God. What is the will of God? It's the will of God. Not everything is in the will of God.
咩系喺神嘅旨意入边咧？唔系所有嘢都系喺神嘅旨意入边嘅。
But for us to give thanks in everything is the will of God.
但系喺凡事上谢恩咧，其实系喺神嘅旨意入边。
Whether in good times, bad times, whether in happy times or sad times，
无论系好嘅定系唔好嘅，或者系开心或者唔开心嘅时间。
We can still know that the Lord is one whom we can thank for.
我哋仍然系知道，我哋系可以嚟到系感谢主。
Not merely for the things that has happened.
唔系为着嗰啲发生嘅事嚟到感恩。
But for what the Lord is to us.
系主对我哋嚟讲系边一个
？In every situation.
喺每一个环境底下。
That our focus should not be the situation we are in or ourselves.
嗰个嘅焦点唔应该系喺嗰个嘅环境或者我哋自己。
That our focus and our eyes should turn to the Lord.
系嗰个嘅焦点同埋我哋嘅眼目系要转去望耶稣。
When we see that the Lord is worthy of our thanksgiving.
当主系配得我哋嘅感恩嘅时候。
The Lord will indeed fill our hearts with something that is different from otherwise where the situation seems to be laying hold of us.
咁主咧就会将一啲嘢将好嘅嚟到充满我哋嘅心，但系唔系嗰啲喺身边所发生嘅事，或者系呢一啲嘅环境嘅事。
When we turn our thoughts to the Lord, we find that we can praise Him for who He is.
当我哋嘅心思嚟到系转向主嘅时候，咁我哋就可以嚟到系赞美佢。
We'll sing the second hymn.
我哋嚟到系唱第二首嘅诗歌。
Think to thank the Lord, to praise Him, to worship Him, all comes together to do one thing.
咁我覺得嚟到係感謝主，嚟到係讚美佢，嚟到係敬拜佢咧，其實都係一樣嘢。
Basically, to have the Lord exalted，
就係要高舉主。
That for the Lord to be exalted on the earth or among the nations，
就係喺地上或者喺萬國嚟到係高舉佢。
That the Lord is exalted in the church，
就係主咧係喺教會入邊係被高舉嘅。
Or even for the Lord to be exalted in our heart.
同埋更加喺我哋嘅心入边嚟到高举佢。
So when we really thank the Lord, praise Him and worship Him from our hearts, we find it is lifting the Lord up and exalting Him.
所以当我哋嚟到系赞美佢，嚟到系感谢佢，嚟到系敬拜佢嘅时候咧，其实真正嘅咧就系喺我哋嘅心入边，我哋就系。将佢举起嚟到系高举佢。
And that if we are those who are able to do that in whatever situation that we find ourselves in，
如果我哋系喺无论咩嘅环境底下，我哋都可以咁样做到咧
，it is a blessed thing。
呢一个系蒙福嘅
，because we know that we will be then able to shift our focus from everything else to the Lord Himself。
因为我哋就察觉，我哋可以将我哋嘅焦点嚟到系转移，嚟到系 将呢个焦点摆喺耶稣嗰度。
And as the hymn tells us, when we turn our eyes to the Lord Jesus, everything else grows dim。
正如诗歌同我哋讲到，当我哋系转眼仰望耶稣嘅时候咧，所有嘅嘢都变得系模糊嘅。
We know that this is not just a theory。
我哋知道呢一个唔系一啲嘅理论。
When in our hearts we really would want the Lord to be exalted。
喺我哋嘅心入边，我哋系想高举主。
Find that the Lord。Changes things for us, not outwardly, but inwardly.
是主呢就可以改变了，不是只是来到是改变外面的环境，来到是改变我们的心里面。
We'll sing the last hymn, I do, sing of God's greatness.
那我们唱最后一首的诗歌，来到是歌唱神的这个的伟大。一个好快嘅报告。
Some of you already know。
你哋有啲人已经知噶啦。
When you leave here, the gate that you normally use is not working。
咁你离开呢度嘅时候咧，我哋平时嗰个出门嗰个嘅闸咧系坏咗嘅。
So you go back to where you come in, but carefully because it's normally people don't expect you to come out that way。
但你咧就要你入嚟嗰个嘅门嗰度咧出翻去嘅。但是呢你要小心，因为呢通常呢啲人揸入嚟嘅时候呢佢唔怀疑嗰度係有车出嘅。今日呢都继续係想同大家交通上两个礼拜同大家交通过嘅。
Today I want to continue to share what I shared with you a couple of weeks ago。
係讲到呢一个释放奴仆嘅呢一个嘅条例喺生命记入面。
It's talking about this In Deuteronomy, the release of the bond servant.
或者我哋都系再读一次呢一段嘅经文。
Perhaps we read this passage once again.
系喺生命记十五章嘅十二节到十八节。
It's in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 12 to 18.
生命记十五章嘅十二节到十八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 12 to 18.
生命记十五章嘅十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 12.
你弟兄中若有一个希伯来男人和希伯来女人被卖给你，服侍你六年，到第七年就要任他自由出去。
If thy brother, a Hebrew man or Hebrew woman, have been sold unto thee, he shall serve thee 6 years, and in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from thee.
你任他自由的时候，不可使他空手而去。
When thou send things out free from thee, thou shalt not let him go away empty.
要从你羊群和场酒榨之中多多的给他，耶和华你的神怎样赐福于你，你也要照样给他。
Thou shalt certainly furnish him from thy sheep and out of thy floor and out of thy wine press of what Jehovah thy God hath blessed thee with, thou shalt give unto him.
你要纪念你在埃及地逐个奴仆，耶和华你的神将你救赎，因此我今日吩咐你这件事。
And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in the land of Egypt, and that Jehovah thy God redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee these things today.
他若对你说，我不愿意离开你，是因他爱你和你的家，且因在你那里很好。
Shall be if he say unto thee, I will not go away from thee, because he loveth thee and thy house, because he is well with thee.
你就要拿锥子将他的耳朵在门上刺透，他便永为你的奴仆了。你待婢女也要这样。
Then thou shalt take an arrow and thrust it through his ears and into the door, and he shall be an abomination forever. And also unto thy handmaid, thou shalt do likewise.
你任他自由的时候，不可以为难事，因他服侍你六年，较比雇工的工价多加一倍了。耶和华你的神就必在你所作的一切事上赐福于你。
Let it not sing hard unto thee when thou sendest thing away free from thee, for double the worth of a hired servant hath he been to thee in serving thee 6 years, And Jehovah thy God will bless thee in all that thou doest.
咁之前都係講過喺呢一段嘅經文入面呢，唔係只係一個條例係俾啲嘅以色列人嚟到係遵守嘅。
So I mentioned before, it is not just a regulation for the Israelites to obey.
就好似上次結束嘅時候唱咗一首嘅詩歌。
It's like the hymn that we sang last time.
或者我哋可以睇一睇嗰個嘅歌詞。
Perhaps we can look at the lyrics.
我哋唔會唱呢首嘅詩歌今日。
We won't sing it today.
不過呢一度其實我只係想講嘅係佢好簡短嘅嚟到講到呢一段嘅經文嘅意思。
Just want to say is how it sort of sum up this passage here.
係講到呢一個係神俾我哋嘅一個嘅救恩。
It talks about this is a salvation God has given to us.
佢係用一個重價嚟到係買贖我哋。
He has paid a heavy price for us.
係主耶穌嘅寶血嚟到買贖我哋。
It is the Lord's precious blood that has redeemed us.
係以致我哋咧係要嚟到係服侍佢。
And hence we need to serve him.
我哋唔願意嚟到係離開佢嘅服侍。
We are not willing to go away from serving him.
因為呢一個係甘甜嘅，係蒙福嘅。
Because this is a sweet and it is a blessed thing.
咁之後係第二節咧。
Verse two.
咁就講到喺當佢係救贖我哋嘅時候，佢係將我哋嚟到係脱離我哋嘅罪嘅捆綁。
When he come to redeem us so that we can be set free from the bondage of sin.
咁佢其實係揀選我哋咧嚟到係服侍佢。
In fact, he has chosen us to serve him.
但係佢俾我哋有呢個嘅權力嚟到係有自由嘅揀選。
But he's given us this authority that we can choose freely.
呢樣嘢係一個一個嘅自由咧，先至係一個真正嘅完全嘅自由。
And this is truly a perfect freedom.
就係當我哋嚟到揀選服侍佢嘅時候。
That is when we choose to serve him.
係一個我哋唔會失去嘅一個嘅自由。
It is a freedom that we won't lose out when we serve him.
所以其實都係咁我哋唔再睇呢個詩歌嘅歌詞啦。
And we won't look at the lyrics anymore.
咁就講到喺呢一度咧，就俾我哋見到其實神同人嘅一個嘅關係。
Here is show us the relationship between a man and God.
就係一個主人同一個奴仆嘅關係。
A relationship between the master and the bondman.
其實喺聖經入邊都係當講到係服侍神嘅人咧，都係咁樣嚟到形容呢一啲嘅關係嘅。
In the Bible, often this is how they use it to describe those who serve their master or God.
但係或者我哋人嘅觀念嚟睇咧，其實呢個主人同奴仆嘅關係好似唔係咁好聽。
But in man's view, this relationship between the master and the bondman may not be so good to hear.
或者係喺當我哋係講我哋同神嘅關係，其實都有講到好多唔同嘅關係，例如好似我哋係兒子嘅關父親同兒子嘅關係咁樣。
We also use a difference of relationships or to describe ours with God, like father and son.
咁呢一啲就好似我哋比較容易去接受或者鍾意咁樣嘅關係。
Perhaps this is a relationship we like to have or to listen to or
但係好似奴仆咧，好似有啲嘅負面，好似唔係咁好。
But being a bondman or slave seems rather a negative.
因為好似講到係好似被欺壓咁樣，好似冇咩自由，成日都要聽主人講乜嘢，你就一定要做。
It seems that we have been oppressed and that we have no freedom and we have to listen to the master's command.
但係呢一個只係呢一個世界呢一個社會覺得嘅一個嘅奴仆。
But this is only the opinion of the world or this world.
特別係我哋知道喺呢個西方嘅世界好強調呢個自由嘅。
Especially we know in the Western world how we emphasize on freedom.
咁所以喺聖經入面其實係講到奴仆呢都係我相信係都係好似一個佢個原文都係好似一個用一個奴隸一個 slave。
I believe the original text in the Bible describing the bondman is using the word slave.
但係因為喺西方我哋都知道喺18世紀嗰度左右呢都係有呢個嘅奴仆呢一個嘅貿易咁樣嚟到係將呢一啲非洲人賣為奴隸去到美國嗰度嘅。
But in the West, we know in the 18th century, there is this sort of slave trade, selling of the Africans to the Americans.
咁當然呢一啲嘅奴仆都係佢哋唔會受到好好嘅待遇。
Of course, we know this slave were not well being treated well.
同埋其實英國咧就係其中一個國家咧係係最大嘅一個嘅港口啦。嚟到係運呢一啲嘅奴仆去到美國。
In fact, England is one of the biggest ports that kind of use to send this slave from Africa to America.
咁我哋知道寫呢個奇妙恩典嘅呢一個嘅作者約翰牛頓。
That we know the author who wrote Amazing Grace, Isaac Newton.
John.
Oh, sorry, John Newton.
咁咧，佢咧就係佢係有份嚟到係參與嚟到係廢除呢一個奴仆嘅貿易嘅。
He took part in removing this slave trading.
我相信佢係未得救之前咧，佢曾經係做過呢一個運送呢一個奴仆嘅船嘅一啲嘅船長，佢成日都會運送呢一個奴仆去到美國。
I believe before he was saved, he was a captain that was sending these sort of slaves from here to America.
但係係佢即係退咗休之後，好大嘅一段時間咧，佢係做咗一個牧師。
After he retired, he became a minister.
咁之後佢就知道佢所做嘅呢一啲嘅之前所做嘅嘢，佢覺得為咗呢一啲嘅人係好慚愧嘅。
And he felt ashamed for what he did in the past to these slaves.
所以佢就參與咗呢一個同政府一齊嚟到係廢除呢一個嘅奴仆嘅貿易。
So he took part in trying to abolish this slave trade.
同埋佢都係寫咗我哋好鍾意嘅呢首嘅詩歌奇妙恩典。
He also wrote the hymn that we like, this amazing grace.
講到佢點樣係一個卑鄙嘅人，但係神仍然係嚟到係救贖佢。
How is a lowly person, how yet God still save him?
係佢從前係瞎眼嘅，今日係看見。
How he was blind, now he can see.
所以呢一個世人見到呢一個奴仆嘅呢一個嘅形象好似唔係咁好。
So, the slave, it is not that good in the eyes of the world.
但係喺神嘅眼中呢其實係唔一樣。
But it is different in the eyes of God.
因為神呢佢係佢唔會咁樣嚟到係欺壓服侍佢嘅人。
God will not oppress those who serve him.
佢反而係會大大嘅嚟到供應，嚟到係祝福佢。
In the opposite, he will greatly provide for them and bless them.
所以當聖經係講到呢一個奴仆嘅時候咧，佢係有一個俾我哋係好唔同嘅呢一個嘅感覺嘅。
Hence, what the Bible gives to us about this appointment is a very different feeling.
或者剛才我哋讀生命記十五章嘅十八節嗰度咧。亦都係俾我哋見到，其實奴仆係比較唔同嘅。
See, it's so different from what we read just like verse 18 being at the bondman。
係講到係佢嘅工價係比個嘅僱工係多加一倍。
How he has doubled the worth of a hired servant。
當然我哋知道喺神嘅眼入邊唔係只係。嚟到係講到係呢個價錢嘅呢一個嘅價值。
Of course, we know in the eyes of God, it is not just about how much it is worth.
但係咧，係講到係神幾咁嘅愛呢一個嘅人。
but rather it speaks of how much God is loving this person.
所以, 就是当我读的时候呢, 就觉得其实, 讲到这个奴仆, 是可以来到服侍, 他的主人呢, 其实是一个荣幸来的。
And to me, as I read and think how this bondman can serve his master, it is a privilege.
Yeah, 亦都是一个,
and it's a glorious thing.
当我们来到服侍神的时候,
when we say we serve God,
其实是光荣的, 因为其实, 当我们读到在启示录里面, 讲到在新天新地新耶路撒冷的时候,
it is glorious because when we read in Revelation in new heaven and earth and new Jerusalem,
我们仍然是在这里来到服侍神的,
because there we are still continue to serve God.
或者我们可以看一看, 一节的经文, 就是在启示录22章的第三节,
and let's turn to Revelation chapter 22 verse 3.
在, 启示录22章的第三节只是看 下半节的。
Revelation chapter 22 verse 3, second half.
在城里有神的羊神和羔羊的宝座, 他的仆人都要侍奉他。
And the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him.
其实是给我们看到, 我们不是只是在这个地上的时候是要来到服侍主。
So this is showing us it's not only on earth we serve the Lord.
其实我们在天上的时候仍然是要来到继续服侍祂。
And yet we are to continue serving him in heaven.
所以都是令我想到其实今天我们的服侍好像一个训练这样。
It made me think of our service today is like a training.
来到是除去一些不属于神的东西,这样到我们真正是服侍他的时候,我们就会作为一个完全的一个奴仆。
To remove things that don't belong to him, that when we serve in heaven, that we can be a perfect servant to him.
是, 来到是永永远远的来到是服侍他。
That will serve him forever.
那, 其实, 之前或者都是有交通过这样。
Maybe I've shared this before.
讲到奴仆的时候, 其实我们的主耶稣才是那个真正的奴仆。
Talking about abondment, in fact, our Lord Jesus, it is the real abondment.
我们看到, 其实神都是这样来到称呼主耶稣自己是作为他的奴仆的。
How God is also addressing the Lord Jesus as his own servant.
或者我们可以都是看一看一节的经文, 是在以赛亚书当是预言这个主耶稣的时候。
And we can turn to a verse in Isaiah, how it's not prophesied about the Lord Jesus.
是以赛亚书的42章就是看第一节。
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1.
以赛亚书的42章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1.
看啊,我的仆人,我所扶持所拣选,心里所喜悦的,我已将我的灵赐给他,他必将公理传给外邦。
Behold, my servant whom I behold, mine elect in whom my soul delighted, put my spirit upon him, he shall bring forth judgment to the nations.
咁, 这个讲到的仆人呢, 其实就是, 主耶稣他自己。
Yeah, the servant that's been talked about, it is the Lord Jesus himself.
我们其实在中文组、国语组现在查的是马可福音在星期六的查经里面。
In a Mandarin Bible study on the Saturday, we are reading Mark Gospel.
在马可福音里面,其实比其他福音书是比较精简的。
Mark Gospel is more
concise.
Concise compared to other Gospels.
但是他所表现、所显出的就是其实主耶稣是一个仆人的一个身份。
But what it brings about it is how the Lord as a servant.
就他一开始就不是很详细的来到解释 或者形容主耶稣是哪一位。
He did not start with in details about who the Lord Jesus is.
但是呢当我们读的时候呢在第一章开始他已经来到是讲到主耶稣的服侍他出来的时候。
But as we read chapter 1, it's already talking about the Lord Jesus when he came out to serve.
就讲到他来到是怎样服侍人。
I talk about how he served man.
更加我哋知道喺马可福音有一节经文系我哋弟兄姊妹都系好熟悉嘅。
We know there's a verse in Mark Gospel, brothers and sisters are familiar with.
系马可福音第十章嘅四十五节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 45.
马可福音第十章嘅四十五节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 45.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命作多人的赎价。
But also the Son of Man did not come to be ministered to, but to minister and give his life a ransom for many.
所以我们见到这里很清楚讲到主耶稣是来到是服侍人。
He clearly says the Lord Jesus come to serve man.
是更加是要舍去他自己的生命。你都是救赎人。
How he, even more so to give his life to be a ransom for many.
所以这个就是一个神真正的一个奴仆。
How a God is indeed a true servant here.
是一个完全的谦卑完全的顺服神的人。
Perfect humility and perfect submission.
虽然是他是作为神的儿子
although he is the son of God
是那位是在父神的怀里的
in the bosom of God the Father
但是他仍然是愿意离开他天上的荣耀
he is willing to leave the glory of heaven
是来到是地上来到作为人
and came to be man on earth
来到是真是作为一个完全的人无罪的。
To be a perfect man, a perfect man without sin.
是来到是背负我们的罪。
Is to bear our sins.
我们再读就是在腓立比书就见到很清楚是写到我们的主耶稣就是这样。
In Philippians, this is how the Lord Jesus was being described.
是他怎样的来到谦卑。
How he humbled himself.
咁呢个系喺腓立比书第二章，我哋读第六节到第八节。
This is in Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 to 8.
腓立比书第二章第六节到第八节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 to 8.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Who subsisting in the form of God did not esteem it an object of repine to be an equality with God.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
By emptying himself, taking a bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of man.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，欲至于死，且死在十字架上。
Having been found in figure as a man, humbled himself.Becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of the cross.
咁或者呢度都系写得系好清楚，俾我哋见到，佢原本系可以同神为同等嘅。
Here clearly is telling us that how he could have been equal with God.
但系佢系愿意嚟到系取咗一个奴仆嘅形象，系成为人。
He was willing to be to take the form of a bondman to be like man.
是可以谦卑来到顺服到死和死在十字架上。
How he was willing to be humble and obedient even unto death and death on the cross.
所以我们见到主耶稣他自己的生命就是一个奴仆的生命。
We see the Lord's life is one of the life of the servant.
是一个完全的顺服。
A perfect submission.
就讲到顺服的时候
When we talk about submission,
这个当然是一个奴仆很大的一个特征。
It is kind of the unique character of the servant.
其实之前都交通过嘅，喺当交通呢个生命记十五章嘅时候。
I shared this before when I shared about Deuteronomy chapter 15。
就系讲到呢一个嘅奴仆咧，佢系佢决定系要留喺佢嘅主人家嘅时候咧，系有一个仪式要做嘅。
And talk about this appointment, wanting to stay back in the master's house, there is an action he needs to take.
就是在生命记十五章的十七节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 17.
要用这个锥子将他的耳朵是刺透。
How he needs to use an arrow to thrust through his ears.
这样就可以永远的成为奴仆了。
So how he shall be an appointment forever.
咁我想再继续系交通呢一点系讲到呢一个聆听嘅耳朵。
I want to continue on to the listening ears。
因为如果我哋嘅耳朵唔打开咧，咁我哋就会就听唔到神嘅话。
If we don't open our ears, we won't be able to hear God's words。
咁就冇办法嚟到顺服，冇办法嚟到系真系听从神嘅话。
Then we won't be able to be.Obedience because we can't hear God's words.
当然我们讲的不只是我们肉身的这个耳朵。
Of course, we are not talking just about the physical ears.
是我们属灵上的这个耳朵。
Also, spiritual ears.
其实就算我们的耳朵不打开呢，其实我们都可以求神来到是真的给我们这个耳朵的。
Even if our ears are not open, we can ask the Lord to open our ears.
咁就令我諗起呢，喺当所罗门係作王嘅时候。
Made me think about when Solomon was the king.
或者弟兄姊妹都係记得呢一件事嘅。
I believe brother sister will remember this incident.
係呢一件事嘅记载呢，就係喺历王记上嘅第三章。
This record can be found in 1 Kings chapter 3.
咁大概係讲到係当所罗门去基便嚟到献祭嘅时候呢。
I'm talking about when Solomon was offering up the sacrifice in the temple.
咁呢神呢就喺梦入面呢係同佢显现。
How God revealed himself in a dream to him.
就同佢问佢啦，你是想我赐俾你乜嘢？
Asking him, what do you want me to give you?
或者我哋可以读一读只系几节嘅经文喺呢度。
Perhaps we will turn read a few verses here.
喺列王记上嘅第三章第七节到第十节。
First Kings chapter 3 verse 7 to 10.
耶和华我的神啊，如今你使仆人接续我父亲大卫作王，但我是幼童，不知应当怎样出入。
And now, Jehovah my God, thou hast made thy servant a king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child, I know not to go out and to come in.
仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数。
And thy servant is in the midst of thy people which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude.
所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的民呢？
Give therefore to thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, to discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy numerous people?
所罗门因为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。
And the word pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked these things.
咁我哋见到所罗门点样回答啦。
And we have seen how Solomon responded.
佢系求神系赐俾佢智慧。
He asking God to give him wisdom.
但系其实喺英文入边系有啲唔同噶。
In English, there is a difference.
英文喺我睇到十备嘅呢个嘅版本嘅翻译啦。佢係讲到係一个可以有一个悟性嘅一个嘅心。
In David translation say it to give him an understanding heart.
但係呢佢係有一个嘅 注脚咧喺下边咧系写住。
And there's a footnote that says
呢一个系一个聆听嘅心。
And it's one and that is
hearing.
A hearing heart.
咁咧
，understanding heart.
呢一个咁其实讲到呢个嘅明白嘅心咧，就系一个可以听到神嘅话嘅心。
Talk about understanding heart is one that can hear God's words.
所以呢一度系讲到系蒙神喜悦嘅，当所罗门咁样求嘅时候。
And hence it is pleased at the Lord when Solomon asked in this way.
咁其实讲到聆听嘅时候咧
，talking about listening，
就令我谂起即系，其实喺我哋嘅个人嘅生活入边
，reminded me of in our daily life。
特別係有小朋友嘅
，especially those of us with little children。
咁或者我哋都會發覺，其實我哋嘅小朋友好多時候都唔會聽我哋講嘢。
You realize that a lot of times our children won't listen to what we say。
其實我都係做咗父親之後咧，先至係比較多有咁樣嘅領會。
Only after I became a father, I had a bit more of this understanding。
就係當我哋唔聽神嘅時候咧。其实神嘅一啲嘅感觉
，the feeling of when we don't listen to God that God has，
因为我哋喺地上作父母亲嘅时候咧，如果我哋同啲小孩子讲嘢咧，我哋讲好多次。
And as the parents, we will talk to our children or repeat many times。
咁佢哋唔听嘅时候咧，我哋就开始嚟到系好嬲啦。
When they don't listen, we will become angry。
咁就好唔耐煩啦，就開始會發脾氣啦。
And we become impatient, we will get angry.
咁其實我就覺得好感謝神嘅，就係其實主唔係咁樣對我哋。
But I thank God, this is not how the Lord is treating us.
佢係不斷嘅好有耐性嘅同我哋講。
He is full of patience and telling us.
佢唔係亦都唔係好似好大聲咁樣嚟到喝我哋叫我哋做一啲嘅嘢。
He will not speak to us loudly and ask us to do things。
但係佢係一直都係好有耐性係嚟到係等待我哋嚟到係回應佢所叫我哋嘅。
He is full of patience waiting for us to respond to him。
所以亦都係俾我都係學習咁樣。
It is a learning for me。
雖然我都承認係好多時候都係好難
嘅。To admit, so often it's so difficult.
係特別係當我同我嘅女講好多次嘅時候。
Especially when I have to say many times to my daughter.
咁有時候我都問佢其實你聽唔聽到我講嘢
嘅 ？Sometimes I ask her, have you heard what I say?
佢又好似冇反應咁，又唔理喎。
But she has no reaction to me.
但係其實佢係聽到嘅。
In fact, she has heard.
因為有啲時候當我係即係安靜喺嗰度唔再講嘅時候，
甚至換嚟keep quiet，
咁佢就好似知道哦，其實爸爸好似開始有啲嬲。
And then she realize her father is getting angry。
咁咧佢或者都會諗住佢下一步應該要點樣做。
And then she will start thinking about what she should do next。
所以。另外都係諗到，其實我哋好多時候都會咁樣。
So often we are like that。
我哋或者都係聽到神叫我哋唔好咁樣做，或者係要做乜嘢。
We may have heard what God has said to us or to do and not to do。
當然神係唔會真係咁樣嚟到係嬲我哋，或者係要真係鬧我哋。
Of course, God will not be angry with us or be telling us off。
但係佢係滿有呢個嘅忍耐嘅。
Is full of patience.
要我哋嚟到系真正系出于一个爱佢嘅心嚟到系回应佢。
He's wanting us to respond to him out of love.
咁另外一点系之前交通读过嘅，其实想可能讲得清楚啲。
Another point which I shared before, but I want to make it clearer.
就系讲到当我哋嘅耳朵听唔到嘅时候，其实系一个心嘅一个嘅问题。
Yes, I cannot hear. In fact, it's suggesting there is a problem with our heart.
咁其實係因為我哋講緊，其實係我哋屬靈嘅耳朵，係我哋心入邊嘅一個嘅耳朵。
And we talk about our spiritual ears is in fact in us.
當然如果我哋嘅心係真係遠離神，唔喺神嗰度咧， 我哋就肯定聽唔到佢噶嘛。
Of course, if our heart is far away from God, we cannot hear Him.
所以我哋可以話，都係一個一樣嘅，都係當我哋嘅心唔正確嘅時候咧，其實我哋係聽唔到神想對我哋説嘅話。
It is the same that when our heart is not right, we will not be able to hear what God has to say to us.
特別係喺聖經入邊都係有咁樣嘅經文講到係，當我哋嘅心係蒙咗脂油嘅時候。
But how the Bible sort of say that how our heart is full of oil?
Fat.
Oh, fat, sorry.
咁我哋嘅耳朵係就會係發沉。
How our ears will grow dull?
同埋係我哋嘅眼睛就係見唔到嘅。
How our eyes won't be able to see?
咁其實都係喺耶穌佢係説呢個嘅比喻嘅時候。
When Jesus speaks of these parables,
佢我哋知道耶穌係講好多嘅比喻。
We know that the Lord has spoken many parables.
咁咧個門徒咧就門徒們咧就問耶穌點解你用比喻嚟到講。
And the disciple asked why did you use parables?
其實呢一度就係好似咁樣嘅情況。
Here, this is roughly what is the situation then?
其實主唔係唔想俾嗰啲嘅人知道佢講緊乜嘢。
It is not that the Lord do not want those people to understand what he is saying.
但係主係真係俾嗰啲係有心嚟到尋求佢嘅人，嚟到聽佢嘅話嘅人。
But for those who have a heart to listen and to seek him,
係真係知道喺啲嘅比喻上面主想講嘅係乜嘢話。
And to know from what he is saying in his parables.
講緊嘅呢一啲嘅奧秘。
And to talk about this as the secret.
所以我哋嘅心同埋我哋嘅心入面嘅耳朵係好重要。
Ears in our heart is very important.
特別係講到係要嚟到係服侍我哋嘅主人嘅時候。
And especially when we talk about to serve our master.
係唔係話我哋鍾意服侍做乜嘢覺得咩嘅係好嘅就算係一個服侍。
It's not to do things that we like and we say that is our service.
但係我哋要聽到主人其實係吩咐我哋做乜嘢佢係差我哋做乜嘢。
Rather to hear what our master is telling us to do and we do.
同埋好似主耶穌咁樣，佢喺約翰福音都係講到，其實佢所做嘅嘢都係神自己嚟到係吩咐佢嘅，佢唔會自己嚟到係做佢做嘅嘢。
It's just like John Gospel said, what the Lord does, it is of the Father. He won't do his own things.
係所以係講到呢一喺一個奴僕嘅服侍，講到呢個耳朵嘅時候，係一個好重要嘅一個嘅學習。
Talk about a servant, how the ears is very important learning.
咁亦都係俾我諗到咧，其實都唔係就係聽一個神所講嘅一啲嘅話。
It made me think that it's not just only hearing the words of God.
或者有啲嘢係唔係講出嚟，但係係喺神心入邊嘅。
Things may not be spoken of, but it's in the heart of the heart of God.
其實當我哋之前咧就讀咗黃帝興寫嘅嗰個神給我哋嘅托付呢一本嘅書。
We read a book by Brother Wong, what God has entrusted to us.
咁一開始咧就講到黃帝興點樣嚟到係開始進入服侍啊。
At the beginning, it talks about how a brother Wong went into a ministry.
咁佢係講到其實黃帝興自己咧係係主點樣呼召佢咧？佢係因為佢聽到呢一個神嘅嘆息。
How a brother Wong was called by God, he said he heard of the sign of God.
咁呢一個就係喺喺以賽亞書嘅第六章我哋都係熟悉嘅弟兄姊妹。
This is in Isaiah chapter 6 where we are familiar.
咁係講到咧，其實主喺度問我可以差遣誰？誰能為我們去？
He heard the voice of the Lord say, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?"
咁黃大興就係正正係 聽到主係咁樣嚟到呼召佢。
How Brother Wong, this is what Brother Wong has heard, how God has called him.
同埋佢係聽到其實主係有一個好大嘅嘆息係喺佢嘅寶座上。
How he has heard the great sign of the Lord on the throne.
因為佢聽到嘅咧就係神仍然係好想揾人嚟到作工，但係咧好似神嘅工仍然係未完成。
How God is looking for his workers and where his work has not finished yet.
雖然佢係坐喺一個寶座上，但係佢仍然係有一個不停嘅喺度嘅嘆息。
So he's seated on the throne but he's continuing to sigh.
佢係仍然係要得著人，係得著佢嘅見證。
He is still wanting to attend man to attend his testimony.
所以就令我都係諗起，其實我哋如果真係有一個聆聽嘅耳朵嘅時候，
Made me think that if we have a listening ear,
我哋都系嚟到系听，其实神虽然佢讲一啲嘅嘢，但系佢背后一啲嘅意思或者佢自己嘅感觉。
What God has said, the meaning behind it or his feeling.
同埋真正知道其实神心入边所谂嘅。
To truly know what God is thinking in his heart.
咁另外一點呢就係講到一個仆人係留喺佢主人嘅家嘅。
The other point is talking about the bondman sort of staying behind in the master's house.
咁剛才我哋讀到喺十六節嗰度呢
Just now we read in verse 16.
係講到佢係愛佢個主人同埋佢嘅家。
It says he loved thee and thy house.
咁特別都係講到係呢一個嘅家。
Especially talking about the house.
我哋見到其實呢一個嘅主人係有一個家，家入邊係有好多嘅唔同嘅人嘅。
So we see how the master has a house and the different people in it.
咁佢亦都係嚟到學習去愛呢一個家入邊嘅人。
He also learned to love those in the house.
咁其實琴日交通聚會都係有講到好多交通到好多有關呢個神嘅家，我哋點樣嚟到係彼此嘅照顧嘅。
Yesterday in our sharing meeting, we also talked much about how in the house of God that we need to watch out for one another.
所以其實都係聯想我想交通嘅心思。
It's linked up to the thought that I have.
但係我都唔會係詳細嚟到講琴日交通聚會所曾經交通過嘅。
I won't go into detail what was shared in the sharing meeting yesterday.
咁就係其實我哋喺屬地嘅呢個嘅人都有咁樣嘅講法嘅，特別係中國人。
Especially even the earthly people like us or the Chinese will have this saying.
我唔知廣東話係咪咁樣講，不過係就係一個嘅成語係叫愛屋及烏，就係你愛嗰間屋咧，你連個烏鴉喺嗰間屋入邊嘅你都愛。
So if you love that house, then you love the
烏鴉 raven.
Or you You also love the raven that stays in that house.
就係其實當你我哋好多時候都係咁樣形容嘅，就係你愛嗰個人咧。
This is often we describe if you love that person.
咁你都係愛佢嘅全部，你愛埋佢嘅屋企人，愛埋佢嘅朋友。
You love everything of him or her. You love his house. You love his friend or her friends.
你就。連你都會照顧埋佢哋嘅。
You look after all of them。
咁其實我哋講到我哋愛主亦都係有咁，我覺得都係有咁樣類似嘅呢一個嘅關係。
To me, we say we love the Lord, and there is a relationship。
就係我哋愛主咧，其實我哋係愛，我亦都係會好自然嘅嚟到係愛主愛嘅愛嘅人或者係愛嘅一啲嘅事情。
That we love the Lord, then we love the people that the Lord loves, or the things that the Lord loves.
特別愛主嘅人咧，就會留意到其實神咧係有一個家嘅。
those who love the Lord will notice that he has a house.
因为昨天都是交通到其实神 原先来到创造人的时候已经是有一个意思来到是 要设立一个家。
We shared yesterday that how at the beginning when God created the world, he's already had this thought wanting to establish a house.
当然我们知道这个家不是一些物质的家或者我们人是可以帮他来到建造的。
Of course, this house is not a physical house that we know of that we can help him to establish.
今天来讲就是一个神的家就是教会我们信主的一班的人。
Today we talk about this house. It is the church and this a group of people like us who believe in him, belong to him.
都是很宝贵的，又令我思想到，其实就算是喺旧约入边咧，我哋都系见到有好多系爱神嘅人咧，佢哋都系有一个嘅渴慕系神嘅家嘅。
It's very precious. Even we read in the Old Testament, those who love God, how they love the house of God.
佢哋系有一个嘅向往，系要永远嘅住喺神嘅家嘅里边。
How they have the desire, they want to dwell in the house of God forever.
一个好明显嘅咧，我哋会睇到嘅咧就系大卫。
Very obvious example. It is David.
或者我哋可以睇一睇之前我哋都系有读过嘅，就系诗篇23篇。
I can turn to Psalms 23, which we read before.
我相信弟兄姊妹信咗主系一段时间嘅，肯定都会系识得呢一首嘅诗篇，或者都系识得背嘅。
I think for brothers and sisters who have known the Lord for some time would know about this sound and perhaps even recite it.
其实呢一首嘅诗篇，好多人都系喺当中系得到好大嘅安慰。
Many in fact have found great comfort from this sound.
同埋好大嘅帮助。
A great help.
系因为第一节呢度就讲到系耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Verse 1, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want.
咁讲到其实呢度就讲到其实除咗系神自己咧，其实冇一样嘢系可以嚟到满足我哋。
Apart from God, there's nothing can satisfy us.
咁大卫自己亦都系写过另外一篇新嘅诗篇咧，系讲到系佢同神讲系佢嘅好处系唔在神以外。David
also say that
there's nothing good apart from you.
There's nothing good apart from you.
咁咧，第大卫，我哋知道大卫咧，佢好年幼嘅时候咧，作为一个牧羊嘅小男孩嘅时候，就经历神好多。
We know when David was a small child, as a shepherd boy, he experienced much of God.
或者我哋唔会读诗篇23篇读晒，但系我哋只系睇第六节最后。
We only read verse 6 of Psalm 23.
因为这里讲到是他怎样来到经历神好心。
He described how he in fact experienced a daily about God.
他是有经过这个死荫的幽谷，又不怕遭害的。
How he has gone through the valley of shadow of death and how he feared no evil.
是因为神是跟他同在。
Because God is with him.
咁第六节最后咧就讲到，
the end of verse 6,
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱垂着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
The goodness and loving mercy shall follow me in all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of Jehovah for the length of the days.
咁我觉得呢一度其实呢一篇嘅诗篇咧就因为最后一节呢度讲到。 佢系要住喺耶和华嘅殿中，直到永远。
Yeah, in the end, he said, "I will dwell in the house of Jehovah for the length of the days."
呢一个系好似大卫对神嘅一个嘅回应。
This is a response of David to God.
佢系经历咗神好多嘅恩典。
He has experienced much of God's goodness.
系佢知道只系喺神嘅家入边咧。 先至可以嚟到係永遠嘅同神一齊。
He knows only in the house of God he can be with God forever.
所以佢係有一個嘅心思係要喺住喺佢個殿中，直到永遠。
And hence he had this thought, wanting to dwell in the house of Jehovah.
同埋我哋都或者記得大衛好特別嘅一個地方，就係佢係要為神嚟到係建殿。
We also know that there is a very unique place about David, how he wanted to build a temple for God.
就係當佢係住喺呢一個嘅香柏木嘅王宮嘅時候咧，佢仍然係記得神嘅呢個嘅約櫃。
That when he was dwelling in the cedar palace, he remembered God's ark.
咁咧，佢係有一個嘅心意係要嚟到係為神嚟到係做一個嘅殿。
He has this desire to build a house for God.
但係我哋喺聖經入邊就讀到，其實神咧並冇允許佢咁樣做。
But we also read from the Bible, God did not allow him to do this.
咁或者弟兄姊妹都係好熟悉呢一段嘅經文，但係都係顧念一啲或者都未睇過經文呢段嘅經文嘅，我哋可以睇一睇。
Perhaps we may be familiar with this passage, but to help those may not be, we'll look at this passage.
咁咧，就係喺撒母耳記下嘅第七章嘅。
Second Samuel chapter 7。
神有好清楚嚟到係同呢個嘅先知拿單講嘅。
God said clearly to this prophet Nathan.
因為一開始當大衛係要同要幫神嚟到建殿嘅時候咧，佢係同拿單講。
When David had this idea to build the temple for God, he said to Nathan.
咁拿單咧就同佢講話，呢一度係第三節，撒母耳記下第七章嘅第三節。
Second Samuel chapter 7 verse 3。
拿單對王說：你可以照你的心意而行，因為耶和華與你同在。
And Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that is in thy heart, for Jehovah is with thee.
但是当晚我们继续或者继续来到看第四节。
And verse 4.
当夜耶和华的话临到拿单说。
And it came to pass that night that the word of Jehovah came to Nathan saying,
第五节，你去告诉我仆人大卫说耶和话如此说，你岂可建造殿宇给我居住呢？
Go and say to my servant, to David, thus said Jehovah, would thou build me a house for me to dwell in?
第六节
Verse 6.
自从我领以色列人出埃及直到今日，我未曾住过殿宇，常在会幕和帐幕中行走。
For I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought out the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day.But I went about in a tent and in a tabernacle.
所以我哋見到其實神呢度同佢講話，佢係未曾係住過段殿。
Here how we read God so said that he have not dwelt in the house.
咁之後咧我哋或者睇第八節。
We'll read verse 8.
現在你要告诉我仆人大卫说，万军之耶和华如此说，我从羊群中将你招来，叫你不再跟从羊群，立你作我民以色列的君。
And now thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, I took thee from the pastures ground, from following the sheep, to be prince over my people, over Israel.
第九节，你无论往哪里去，我常与你同在，剪除你一切的仇敌，我必使你得大名，好像世上大大有名的人一样。
And I've been with thee, whatsoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thy enemies from before thee, and have made thee a great name, like unto the names of the great men that are on the earth.
第十节，我必为我民以色列选定一个地方，栽培他们。使他们住自己的地方，不再迁移，凶恶之子也不像从前有扰害他们。
And I will appoint a place for my people, for Israel, and will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own, and be disturbed no more, neither shall the sons of wickedness afflict them anymore as formerly.
其實是神自己要為他自己來建造的，他不可以來住在人的手所建造。
It is God who built his house because he cannot dwell in a place that built by man.
這個就是我們知道大衛神是沒有容許他來建造，他是容許他的兒子所羅門來為他建造殿。
We also know that God did not allow David to build the house by his son Solomon.
但是當所羅門來建造好這個殿的時候，他就是這樣講到的。When
Solomon built the temple, and this is what God said.
他是講到他怎樣可以建造一個殿宇是可以給神的呢?
How he can build a temple for God?
因為神自己的天是他的座位，地是他的腳凳。
How heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool.
就講到其實神呢, 不是住在一個人所造的一個殿。
It's saying that God is not dwell in a temple that built by man.
我們都知道其實今天其實神在建造一個他自己的居所。
That we know God is building a dwelling a place for himself today.
就是教會今天。
It is the church today.
他是想要得著一個他可以 安息的一個地方。
He is wanting to obtain a place that he can have rest.
所以在神的家裡面的奴僕呢,
So as a servant in the house of God,
我們就見到其實我覺得沒什麼真的可以用我們自己親手的手來為神做的。
Father, there's nothing that we can use our hands to do it for God.
我們是要神自己來做，我們來跟上。
We need God to do it himself and for us to follow.
如果不是的話，一切都是枉然的。
If not, all will be in vain.
因為我們不可以靠著自己來服侍他。
Because we cannot rely on ourselves to serve him.
我們是真正需要聽到 怎樣來猜我們，怎樣來吩咐我們，我們才可以行。
Then we need to hear clearly what how God has called us and sent us, then we can follow him.
或者最後都是看一看一個詩篇，是講到是神自己來建造。
Perhaps we will turn to a psalm to see how it is God who builds.
這個是在詩篇127。
Psalms 127.
一個是上行詩來的。This
is a song of a sound of ascent.
咁呢只係讀呢個第一節，就係若不是耶和華建造房屋，建造嘅人就枉然勞力；若不是耶和華看守城池，看守嘅人就枉然警醒。
Unless Jehovah built the house in vain, do its builders labor in it? Unless Jehovah keep the city, the keeper watches in vain.
所以我們在這裡服侍的，我們都要很清楚，其實不是我們自己可以為神來建造他的身體。
For us to serve, that we need to be clear, it is not that we can build the house of God.
在神的家裡面的服侍呢,
And the service in the house of God.
其實另外一件事我們要真的見得清楚的，其實神所要的是什麼呢?
We need to be clear what God really wants.
其實很多時候都不是外面所做的一些事做得多好。
So often it is not how well we do things outwardly.
我們昨天交通聚會的時候講到，其實一切都是講到我們怎樣跟神的關係。
Yesterday in our sharing meetings, we say it is down to our relationship with God.
是出於自發的，是我們對於神。
and it is out of our initiative towards God.
就俾我哋见到，其实神真系着重嘅嗰个嘅服侍。
Help us to see what God sees as important in servicing to serve Him.
系嗰个服侍嘅人。
It is the one who serves.
系佢得着嗰个嘅人系重要过，或者系对佢嚟讲系佢嘅工作系得着嗰个嘅人。
But it is more important for him to obtain the workers than the work.
并唔系我哋外边做一样嘢做得系几好。
It's not quite well we can do things outwardly.
所以我所思想到嘅呢段嘅经文就系喺《生命记》，就系想同大家咁样嘅交通。
This is what I thought about in the passage in Deuteronomy. I wanted to share with you.
因为我哋唔需要真系。 觉得我哋要为神做好多嘅嘢。
It's not that we have to do many things for God.
因为神自己系嗰个系创造宇宙万物嘅。
Because God is the one, the creator of heaven and earth.
如果佢系要做一件事，佢好容易可以做。
For him to do something is very easy.
佢唔需要用我哋人。
He does not need man.
但系佢嘅工作就系真系得着呢一个嘅家，就系要得着我哋每一个嘅人。
For him to have his house, it is to obtain each one of us.
咁我嘅交通就会停喺度。
And my sharing ends here.
我唔会交通好长，因为时间唔系好多啦。
I won't share much because of time.
咁其实弟兄嘅交通有好多方面系好宝贵嘅。Brother,
sharing covers many aspects and precious.
但我只系想提出翻两点，我想提出嚟噶。
I just want to bring out two points.
第一点系，即系我哋翻到去嗰个奴隶，佢点解会成为一个奴隶？
Going back to how that bondman ended up being a bondman.
咁当然弟兄有同我哋交通到系几百年前嘅奴隶制度点样系发生啦。
And brothers shared about a few hundred years ago how the slave came about.
但其实喺圣经里边，如果你睇翻《生命记》嘅时候，嗰个原因点解呢个人成为奴隶咧？
If you read in Deuteronomy why this person became a bondman.
但系因为佢哋穷。
Because he was poor.
因为如果你睇《生命记》嗰大段嘅经文嘅时候，或者甚至你睇《利未记》经文嘅时候，就会提到神同佢哋交通，佢哋点样作圣洁嘅子民嘅时候。
When you read in Leviticus or Deuteronomy, when God talked to them about how they become a holy people.
神又讲到佢哋要顾念佢哋嘅邻舍，要去照顾佢哋，或者去帮佢哋。
How they need to be mindful of their neighbors, how to help their neighbors.
而呢个系引致到就讲到呢个奴隶嘅事情啦。It
leads to talking about the matter of the bondman.
但系呢个人穷到个地步，佢系欠人好多嘅债。
This person became so poor and he owes much to others.
但系佢冇力去偿还呢啲债啊。
But he's not able to repay the debt.
我谂你可以想象，我谂我哋，如果我讲啲例，或者你会明白。
You can understand if I tell you an example.
如果你市中心，你见到好多瞓街瞓喺街里边嗰啲人啊，嗰啲冇屋企嘅人啊。
If you go out to town, you see those people are sleeping around.
你明唔明白？即系人系可以穷困到一个地步，系冇屋企住。
Man can be so poor that he can have no home to go to.
以致成为系无家可归嘅人 ，homeless
系嘛 ？homeless.
你明唔明白嗰个奴隶点解会有奴隶出现？就系人系穷困到一个地步，系佢冇办法还债，佢冇办法养自己。
Why the bondmen came about is because they were so poor they cannot help themselves.
以致佢要卖自己。
以致还债，以致佢成为奴仆。你明白嗰个圣经里边嗰个图画系一个咁嘅图画。 And to pay the debt, this is the pictures in the Bible about the bondman.
但系当然我哋知道今日弟兄同我哋交通嘅重要嘅地方，其实神将呢啲条例摆喺呢个生命记或者出埃及记嘅时候。
And brother share with us, God puts His rules and you tell me.
但系其实背后其实系神想讲出嘅就系。 神嘅救赎嘅计划，神点样救赎我哋
？Speaking about the salvation plan of God, how He came to save us.
嗱，我哋， 即係當然我唔希望我哋能好似瞓街嗰啲人咁啦。
Because I don't want you to be like a homeless people.
但其實係我哋喺屬靈嘅光景嘅裏邊，我哋係好貧窮啦。
But in a spiritual state, how we can be very poor.
嗱，我哋喺人嘅裏邊，喺人嘅自己嘅裏邊，係好多嘅軟弱啊。
As men, we are very weak.
我哋有好多肉體嘅情慾，我哋控制唔到啊。
We have a full of flesh that we cannot control.
我哋人嘅己係好大，我哋個個都要做王啊。
Self is very big. We want all to be king.
以致你要做王，我要做王，我咪打咯，係咪？
If you want to be king, I want to be king. Then we have conflict.
其實人與人之間所有嘅難處，你明唔明白？因為我哋呢個人係好似頂講神要嘅，我呢個人好貧窮。
There's all other problems that we have that we can see what God wants in this person us.
你明白呢、這個奴隸賣咗俾呢個主人，呢、這個主人係好好嘅待佢。
We are so poor, and how this servant being sold to the master, how the master treats him well.
以致呢個奴仆佢到佢可以自由嘅時候，佢情願唔自由，佢情願留喺呢個主人嘅家裏邊。
Hence, his foreman, when he's about to be free, he chose not to go, but to stay in the house of the master.
你明唔明白嗰、那個背後拉緊咧？神點樣嘅拯救我哋？點樣將我哋喺罪惡過犯嘅裏邊，喺人嘅軟弱嘅裏邊，係神點樣嘅將我哋拯救翻嚟？
It's because of how God saved us from our sin in our poor state.
以致我哋能夠喺神成為神家裏邊嘅人。
And hence we can be one in the house of God.
而今日我哋若真係信主，我哋真係喺神嘅家裏邊嘅時候，但係我哋係甘願喺嗰度嘅。
That when we believe that we want to be there to stay there.
唔係人勉強我哋，逼我哋喺嗰度。
But that we are not forced to stay there.
如果有任何嘅嘢係可以真係逼我哋嘅，就係愛。
Anything that can force us, it is love.
神嘅愛能夠叫我要我哋係甘心樂意嘅喺嗰度作主嘅奴仆。
It is the love of God that makes us willing to be His servant.
求主幫助我哋，俾我哋能夠領會呢一個，即神將呢一個咁樣嘅事情，呢個條例擺喺度，要帶出呢個救恩，神點樣嘅救我哋。
May the Lord help us that this ordinance has been put there is for us to understand what God has prepared for us the salvation.
第二點我想提嘅就係、是、
The second point I want to mention.
我哋係咪覺得我哋係自由㗎？
Do we find that we have freedom?
你有冇主人呢？
Do you have a master?
如果我問你邊個係你嘅主人？乜嘢係你嘅主人？
If I would ask who is your master and what is your master?
你怎麼答?
How would you answer?
我不知道你明不明白，我想帶出來的是那個我們人生我們活著的目的是什麼，我們的目標是什麼。
Not sure you know what I'm trying to bring about, that what is the purpose or goal of our life?
即主耶穌說你們不可以服侍一個人，不可以服侍兩個主。
Because the Lord said that you cannot serve two masters.
然後跟住嗰句係咩？
What is the verse following?
你唔可以服侍神同埋馬門一齊。
You cannot serve a God and a mammon together.
馬門就錢。
Mammon is money.
我諗弟兄常常同我哋交通嘅以前就係為咗錢，嚟英國為咗錢，為咗英鎊。
A brother often shared with us in the past that he came to England is because of pounds.
我不知道你或者你覺得自己好自由。
You may feel that you have lots of freedom.
但其實我哋係咪真係自由嘅咧？
But are we truly free?
我哋服侍緊邊一個咧？
Who are we serving?
好耐以前有一個朋友，一個老人家嚟嘅，咁樣同唔知講乜嘢咧，講到呢樣嘢。
Long ago, I had these old friends, and I can't remember what we were talking about, and we say this.
佢唔知點解佢咁樣同我講，佢話我啊一生咧都係辛苦命啊。
He said how my life is so
tough.
A tough.
跟住下邊嗰句咩
？What is the following sentence?
我唔知。我係半世老婆奴。
And half my life is serving my wife.
A slave to my wife.
Slave to my wife.
其實我唔知佢點解咁。我其實我相信都唔係咁慘嘅。我相信。
I don't know why he said that. Maybe he's not so bad.
但你明唔明我想講乜？你話呢度啲男士你係咪半世老婆奴啊？
For you, a gentleman, are you a slave to your wife?
啲姊妹女士，你係咪半世丈夫奴
？And for the sisters, are you the slave to your husband?
或者作父母嘅
？Or as parents,
你係咪半世兒女奴
？Are you spending your life, half of your life, slaving for your children?
你明唔明白邊個係你嘅主人啊
？Who is your master?
係咪你自己？我相信大部分就係我哋自己。
Or is that yourself? Or the majority is ourselves?
嗱，我哋服侍自己，我哋只係自己中意做嘅就去做，係嘛
？Serve ourselves, we do what we like.
但其實神好似着呢啲嘅話帶出嚟係人生裏邊有啲更深意義嘅嘢。
But what God is wanting to bring out from these passages, it is there is meaning in life.
係有神嘅愛喺嗰度。
That is the love of God.
嗱，有神嘅愛就好唔同啊。
If we have the love of God, it will be very different.
如果你冇神嘅爱，我差唔多可以讲，一定一团糟。
If you don't, then I more or less can guarantee that you are in a mess.
你嘅人生会系一团糟，你嘅人际嘅关系会一团糟。
How your life or your relationship with others will be in a mess.
但求主吸引我哋，帮助我哋呢份呢啲嘅患难，要带翻我哋对神嘅爱，唯有系基督十字架嘅爱。
May the Lord draw us to the love of Christ.On the cross.
以致我哋系唔系做老婆奴啊，弟兄们。
We will not be a slave to our wives or brothers.
或者姊妹们，你唔系做丈夫嘅奴隶啊。
Or for the sisters, you are no longer the slave to your husbands.
作父母嘅，你唔系你嘅儿女嘅奴隶啊。
Or for the parents, you are not the slaves for your children.
但系你要记住系，你要翻到神嗰度。
But you need to remember, you need to go back to God.
我哋系服侍主，我哋系服侍神。
We are serving the Lord, we are serving God。
弟兄姊妹，你如果你系服侍神啊
，Brother sister, if you are truly serving God，
其他一切都会先求神嘅国、神嘅义啊，其他一切都加俾你。
If we seek His kingdom, His righteousness, all other things will be added unto us。
我谂我哋今日要停喺呢度。
I think we will start here today. Are we ending prayer?Lord, we commit what we have heard unto you again.
主，我哋再一次将我哋交翻俾你自己。
Lord, we see that how you love us so much, Lord.
主，我哋知道你何等爱我哋。
But so often we don't understand, we don't realize.
但好多时候我哋唔明白唔领会。
We may think like a slave that we want to be free from our master.
或者我哋会好似一啲嘅奴隶，佢哋想从佢嘅主人嗰度得到自由。
And that is so often what we think about.
好多时候我哋都咁样谂。
But Lord, we pray that when brothers don't mention this passage again to us today,
但今日弟兄再次同我哋提呢段经文嘅时候
，that when this foreman see the love of the master,
当呢个主人、呢、这个仆人、呢、这个奴隶睇见主人嘅爱
，that he wanted to give himself to him all the rest of his life,
佢愿意将佢余下嘅一生都嚟到交俾佢嘅主人。
Maybe we'll look at him, we'll say, "Oh, how foolish you are!"
或者我哋睇见嘅时候，你真系蠢啊！
But Lord, we know for him, he has seen, he has experienced the love of the master.
但佢好清楚嘅，佢经历睇见佢主人对佢嘅爱。
He knows there is no way better than in the master house.
佢觉得冇第个地方比佢主人嘅家系更好啦。
Lord, today we are so privileged, Lord, that we have been given this portion.
我哋感谢主，你今日俾我呢一份。
Help us, Lord, to really see.That we want to stay in your house.
帮助我哋，叫我哋一个渴慕要住喺你嘅家里边。
Help us, Lord, to serve you, Lord, from our hearts.
帮助我哋能够喺你家里边服侍。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣嘅名，我哋祈祷。